Welcome to Streaming Into the Voids, What's New in Streaming, where we discuss the highlights of what's available for you to stream the week of April 27th. I'm Kim Hollis, and with me are Raul Burial, Tim Bridie, and David Mumpower. We'll start with Hulu and The Veil, a limited series coming April 30th. This thriller series centers on a potentially deadly game of truth and lies as two women travel from Istanbul to Paris and London, with one of them possessing a secret that the other needs to expose. The cast includes Elizabeth Moss and Josh Charles, who you may know from Taylor Swift's Fortnite video.
What? We're sports night people. Don't do that.
Yes, Josh Charles. Yes, Sports Night, The Good Wife, and Taylor Swift's new music video.
Yeah, this is Elizabeth Moss continuing her relationship with Hulu. She's done 5 seasons, of course, of The Handmaid's Tale with Hulu, which has earned her numerous awards. And she's also received a lot of awards praise for playing Elizabeth Holmes in The Dropout. So watch for a lot of attention on this one.
All right. Next up is Shard Lake, season 1, coming May the 1st.
Based on a series of historical mystery novels by C.G. Sampson, this show is set during the reign of Henry VIII. During this season, Matthew Shardlake is sent by Thomas Cromwell to investigate the death of a commissioner in the remote town of Scarnsea. This show's cast includes Arthur Hughes and Sean Bean. From the trailer alone, this reminds me a lot of the Sean Connery movie, Name of the Rose. It's a medieval murder mystery. It's fascinating.
And, you know, Thomas Cromwell doesn't die right away, so there's that for Sean Bean, or at least not in real history. On May the 2nd is The Contestant.
I'm just going to warn you in advance, this sounds terrible. It's a documentary that tells the true story of a Japanese man who unknowingly spent more than a year on national television. Tomioka Hamatsu was left naked, starving, and alone inside a small room while having his every move broadcast. How is this legal? I don't know.
Oh, after the first sentence, I was like, oh, so it was like a real life Truman Show. And then the second sentence, and I'm like, wait, how did this happen?
Yeah, I have no idea, but I imagine it might get some attention. Next up on May the 3rd is Prom Dates.
Jess and Hannah, at 13 years old, made a pact to have the perfect prom. However, 24 hours before the big event, everything is ruined when they break up with their dates. Now they have one night to find new dates and make the fantasy come true.
And our final Hulu release is Welcome to Wrexham, Season 3, coming May the 3rd. In 2020, Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds teamed up to purchase the 5th-tier Wrexham Football Club in the hopes of creating an underdog story that the whole world could root for. The world took notice, and change is afoot. After 15 painful seasons in the National League, the club finally achieved promotion back into the English Football League. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenge and rise again?
Of course, if you've been paying attention to the news at all, you know how the story ends.
Yes.
But it's not about whether Wrexham advances or not. If you watch season 2, it's a lot more about the drama around the people and the town of Wrexham in Wales than it ever was about whether the team won and earned promotion or not.
Okay, we move on to Netflix and Honeymoonish, coming April 29th.
Two newlyweds on their honeymoon discover that they are different in almost every way. But can these opposites attract? This romantic comedy comes from Kuwait.
Yeah, and if that sounds weird, it's like an arranged marriage, which you can glean from the trailer, but not from this description.
I was going to say, I kind of hope so.
All right. Moving on, April 30th brings Fiasco.
In this French limited series, when disaster strikes the set of a first-time director, a behind-the-scenes film crew captures everything as mishaps, blackmail, and sabotage ensue. And I have to say this trailer was chaotic, but very entertaining.
It was. All right, next up is My Next Guest with David Letterman and John Mulaney, coming April 30th.
John Mulaney returns to his Chicago high school with David Letterman as they candidly discuss addiction, fatherhood, and the state of stand-up comedy.
Yeah, this is weird now. Is Netflix breaking up their David Letterman talk shows into individual standalone specials now? Because I suppose that influences how it gets ranked in the ratings.
Yeah, didn't he have a thing? It was My Next Guest Needs No Introduction or something like that. And now this is just one-off special with John Mulaney, right? How are they presenting this? It's very weird.
Exactly.
May the first brings draw special super soft power. Yep, that is word salad, but from an all-star soccer game to awkward dating problems, Thai comic Udom Tofanich shares candid stories from his chaotic life. Also on May the 1st is Down the Rabbit Hole.
Raised in opulence and culture, 10-year-old Tuchchali's lavish life contrasts with the darkness that seeps in from his father's criminal activities in this Mexican film.
Next up is Frankly Speaking, Season 1, coming May the 1st.
In this Korean series, a well-respected announcer suddenly loses his ability to self-censor on air, catching the attention of a TV writer who invites him on her variety show, and I think sparks fly.
I think you might be right. All right. Also on May the 1st is Hiramandi, The Diamond Bazaar, Season 1.
Okay, it's difficult to pronounce name this week on Netflix. The scheming Malakajan rules over an elite house of courtesans, but a new rival threatens her reign as rebellion brews in British-ruled India.
Also on May the 1st is One More Shot. Racing against the clock, a Navy SEAL fights his way through an airport siege to protect the one man who can stop a potentially catastrophic explosion. On May the 2nd is Beautiful Rebel.
This is the origin story of one of Italy's greatest rock stars, Gianna Nannin, who chased her dream despite obstacles from her family and the music industry.
Also on May the 2nd is A Man in Full.
This is based on the Tom Wolfe novel, facing relentless foes and sudden bankruptcy. An Atlanta real estate tycoon must claw his way back to the top when his empire begins to crumble. The limited series stars Jeff Daniels and is executive produced by David E. Kelley and Regina King, with Kelley writing the episodes and King directing half of them, which means, folks, we're watching this.
Yeah, it is Tom Wolfe, but yeah. Next up is Secrets of the Neanderthals, coming May the 2nd.
This is a documentary that delves into the mysteries surrounding the Neanderthals and what their fossil records tell us about their lives and disappearance.
Also on May the 2nd is T.P. Bon, Season 1. In this anime series, after Bon accidentally intervenes in a time patrol case, he must join Agent Reem in saving innocent lives from the past while watching history unfold. On May the 3rd is Postcards, Season 1.
When a Nigerian single mother travels to India for a medical checkup, her journey will end up touching the lives of everyone she meets.
Unfrosted will debut on May the 3rd.
Let's start with the aspect of this that will get your attention. Jerry Seinfeld has made his directorial debut with Unfrosted. The story is, in a time when milk and cereal ruled breakfast, a fierce corporate battle begins over a revolutionary new pastry, and it stars, ooh, I need a deep breath for this, Melissa McCarthy, Hugh Grant, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Max Greenfield, Peter Dinklage, and Bill Burr, plus so many more. Yes, we're watching this too.
And Jerry Seinfeld also stars.
Yes, you've heard about this for years, and it sounds like a joke, but folks, the Pop-Tart movie is real.
Yep. And the final new Netflix release is Selling the OC, Season 3, coming May the 3rd.
Season 3.
Yeah.
The ambitious agents at the Oppenheim Group attempt to up their real estate game as more personal drama interferes with major professional endeavors.
We move on to Max and Hacks, Season 3, coming May the 2nd.
On Max? Does Aslan know?
Well, he might. This one's a words bait all over the place, so this may be like the one that they keep for that. Anyway, a year after parting, Deborah Vance is riding high off the success of her stand-up special, while Ava pursues new opportunities back in Los Angeles. The acclaimed series stars Jean Smart and Hannah Einbinder. And our other new release from Max is Turtles All the Way Down, coming May the 2nd.
Based on John Green's novel, when a 16-year-old struggling with obsessive-compulsive disorder reconnects with her childhood crush, she confronts the possibility of finding love and happiness in the face of mental illness. This movie, directed by Hannah Marks, is probably John Green's most personal novel, as it deals with the same disorder that he suffers from. He's also indicated in a recent Vanity Fair interview that this may be his last young adult novel, as he's already written a nonfiction book, The Anthropocene Reviewed, and he's working on another nonfiction book based on tuberculosis, which any fan of John Green would know. Now, it's not to say he's never going to write another young adult novel, but he's indicated very strongly that the way way this one ends, it was for him very much a farewell to the genre.
And the other thing we want to note about this is, in addition to John Green, Hannah Marks was a child actress in Hollywood who started writing in Banana Split, which is a film that Kim and I absolutely adored. It made both of our top fives that year. So we do have a unique pedigree to this film that is attention-grabbing. I think it's going
to
hit.
Okay, we move on to Peacock and Curious Caterer, Foiled Plans, coming April 27th.
I'm trying to take this seriously, but it's hard. In this Hallmark Mysteries movie, Goldie Berry's medieval feast at Hyde Castle gets interrupted by a murder most foul. So she teams up with Detective Schultz again to solve the mystery before the murderer can strike again.
Okay, our other new Peacock release is Branching Out, coming April 28th.
To help build a family tree, single mom Amelia tracks down her daughter's biological father. It becomes a journey of trust, love, and discovering the meaning of family.
Right, on Amazon Prime Video is The Idea of You, coming May the 2nd. Solin Marchand is a 40-year-old single mom who, at her ex-husband's request, takes their teenage daughter to Coachella. In a surprising turn of events, Solin strikes up a budding romance with 24-year-old Hayes Campbell, the lead singer of August Moon, a famous boy band. Anne Hathaway and Nicholas Galitzine star.
Stacy's mom has got a movie on.
And we close out with Apple TV Plus and Acapulco Season 3, coming May the 1st.
Older Maximo finds himself returning to a Las Colinas he no longer recognizes, while in 1985, younger Maximo continues his climb up the ladder of success. And this is that semi-autobiographical series from Latin comedian Eugenio Derbez.
I know that we'll be watching Unfrosted, and I'm sure we'll probably also be watching A Man in Full, even though I have issues with Tom Wolfe. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'll be watching Unfrosted as well. Yep. It seems like a very silly narrative, and mostly because I'm already too far down the rabbit hole to avoid it, I'm probably going to be watching Welcome to Rexon Season 3 and the John Green movie Turtles All the Way Down.
So go watch something.